make the boring fun, or stay miserable. Welcome back. Today, we're talking about something most people hate, boring tasks, repetitive, mundane stuff that makes you want to pull your hair out, whether it's doing dishes, paperwork, paying bills, or sitting through a Zoom meeting. Some of life is just plain boring. But here's the thing. Success lives in the boring. And if you don't learn how to make the boring things fun, life starts to feel like a slow death. Why mundane matters look. It's easy to get hyped over new ideas, big dreams, starting something flashy, but what separates the winners? They stick with the boring stuff, the ones who hit the gym when it's cold, the ones who write thank you notes, the ones who do their books every Friday like clockwork. Consistency is built on repetition, and repetition is boring, but boring compounds. Gamify the grind, RJ. Here's how I make it work. Gamify it. I time myself. Can I beat my record paying bills? Can I clean the kitchen in under 10 minutes? Music or podcast? Make it entertaining. Background noise makes a difference. Rewards. Knock out 2 hours of boring work. I treat myself. A walk, a favorite snack, or 30 guilt-free minutes doing absolutely nothing. Track it. Seeing a streak builds momentum. Cross it off the list and feel that hit of dopamine. The key is to attach purpose to the pain. Change the story. You tell yourself. This is the real kicker. Change the story. Don't say, ugh, I have to do this. Say, I get to do this because I'm building something. Folding laundry, you're providing a clean home. Organizing receipts, you're running a business. Listening to a long voicemail from a client, you're building trust. Purpose rewrites perception. Final thought, if you want a big life, you have to make peace with small tasks. Make the boring fun. Turn it into a game. Shift your mindset. And remember, champions are built in the hours nobody sees. I'm RJ. Go do something boring and make it your superpower.